In this video, I want to tell you that whatever you're working on, whatever process, trajectory that you've placed yourself on, many of you might be in a season of your life where you feel like quitting, where you feel like stopping, where you feel like maybe you've been running the same system for so long and it has led to no results. And I want to tell you in this video that you should simply keep going. Keep going with the system as long as you believe in it. Let me give you an example of what I've been working on. So one of my quests in this last season of my life was to get a Salesforce job, something I mentioned in my last video. Then I took a 2-month long break from YouTube to really focus on my studying. In that time, I went from 2x certified to 11x certified with Salesforce, gaining some pretty hard certifications, including Platform Developer 1 and CPQ Specialist. And in that process of working towards that job, moving towards that endeavor, I created a system for myself that I could get my head around, that I could find myself being able to believe in. The process for me was to wake up and study code for 90 minutes every day. So I usually do either Code Academy or just studying through certification stuff in the mornings for 90 minutes. And then in the afternoon, I would work on a portfolio build for an hour. So I'd actually work on live projects. And then every day I gave myself a rule of reaching out to 3 recruiters. I called it 3 double taps. So I would just apply for a job, find out who the recruiter was, and then send them, you know, either emails or LinkedIn emails or both. As the weeks and the months went on, I began passing certifications. I began gaining technical knowledge that I didn't know or didn't remember that I had the capacity to produce. It feels so weird sometimes to work on stuff without immediate results, because it feels as if you don't exist in the world. It feels as if like you don't matter. Maybe you're an NPC because you're persisting on this thing for so long and nothing is happening. But we live in a universe of cause and effect. So anything that you work on eventually has to give back. Now, sometimes the timeline for working on big goals is very long. It's like getting a Dragonite. You know, some goals you can work on immediately, and that Caterpie can turn into, what does Caterpie turn into? Metapod into a Butterfree. Well, some goals, it's more, you're on the Dragonite timeline, bro. Like, you gotta get it to a level 30 Dragonair, and then a level 55 Dragonite. You gotta train up the stupid Dragonair for so long before it's finally good enough. So the first idea I want to tell you in this video is that on a long enough timeline, the strategy becomes inevitable. Consider, like, let's say you have a goal of getting a tech job. In 2025, you have to be the single best candidate out of like 1,000 people. On any average job application for like a Salesforce consultant, you might get anywhere from 300 to up to 1,000 applicants. So you have to find a way to matter more than the other 999. You have to be 1 in 1,000. Which is very hard, but on a long enough timeline, it's not impossible. That's the crazy thing about this. Because let's say if you were to keep going for 3 months, in 3 months of study, I think I got to like from 2 to 6 or 7x certified. Let's continue onwards. Another 3 months after that, you could be so close to becoming in the top 0.01% just by continuing on with the strategy. If you simply do not give up on the strategy, eventually you have to be inevitable. Another example for me in regards to this is the Ironman, because I have been chasing success with the Ironman 73 for 1 year and 3 months now. I've had 3 failed races and I'm coming up on the 4th. And just this last weekend, I was doing like maybe 1 of 2 open water swims that I've done all year. It's like the first time in an open water setting in a full year's time. And I was moving so fast in the footage that it shocked me. Why? Because attempting to swim for 1.5 years, 1 year and 3 months, that is such a long period of time to try to do something that it's like too long of a timeline for you to not be successful. Alex Hormozi puts this in another way. Like, how many at-bats, how many iterations can you do of something before it would be unreasonable for you to not be successful? You want to get to that point. And with most things, I genuinely feel that you can become unreasonably competent, the 1 out of 1,000 candidate, with just 6 months of effort. A lot of goals you can get done in 3 months, and I prefer to set 3-month long timelines, but many goals, you can achieve the finality of them in 6 months, and that's very, very encouraging. The second idea I want to tell you in this video is that you should don the appearance of the thing. Appearances matter a lot. In this last season, I went to a Salesforce tech conference, and one of the most important things that I did in that batch was make sure that I took photos at the venue. I made sure that I took photos at the event. In fact, I probably looked really silly out there because I was the only guy who's like, I knew what I would wear, and I even had visualized the kind of photo I would take before showing up to the event. And you can see a photo of it right here. And then I used that photo to reach out to like 10 or 15 recruiters, telling them that I went to that conference and telling them that I did this whole thing. Now, why did I go to that conference? Because I asked myself, what is the full embodiment of living out this thing? If a person was a very, very successful tech consultant, how would they approach their work? How would they dress for the occasion? What panels would they go to? I found myself pretending. I found myself pretending through the endeavor to get to that final result. There's so many other examples of it that I can think of. When I go for bike rides, I've now fully donned the biking apparel of an Ironman triathlete. It took me a year to build up to it because I couldn't justify wearing those stringy jerseys. But I did it. Like, I showed up and I did it. It's really weird now. Like, I almost see myself as kind of cool for being someone on the bike. I see myself feeling cool, feeling badass for continuing that mission. And something as ridiculous as a 40-mile bike ride, which I did just yesterday, I can justify myself to do. It's really weird, but I can get it done. So with so many ambitions that we set, you can get yourself to a position where you give it an embodied performance, especially before you get good at the thing. Ask yourself, if I were the person that I'm striving to be, how would I dress? How would I approach this thing? How would I talk in this situation? It's a sort of productive dissociation, embodying of a performance to get a thing done. Even if you're depressed, one thing that you can do that's very strategic is ask yourself, okay, if I wasn't depressed, how would I conduct myself through this? As long as you commit to a path, you will get to the final result of it. And appearances can help you embody that performance even more. The third idea I want to mention in this video is that if you put yourself through the motions of what you want to embody, it will get done. If you put yourself through the appearance of what you want to embody, you will naturally find yourself getting that thing done. My feature film effort, part two of it, is now approximately 80% done. We have to spend probably another $8,000 to $10,000 to finish the last few scenes of the film. But a lot of the footage looks great. It looks very sharp, and I'm getting it done. It's always nerve-wracking to go into a shoot, even though I've done so many shoots at this point in time. But what I do is that I book the actors first. I tell my actors, can you everyone meet on this day? Can you all do this thing on this day? And they say yes. Okay. So then I have a date confirmed. I have a date and my actors confirmed, but I don't necessarily have a location. You see what I mean? But it creates a forcing system. So then what I do is I put myself through the motion of location scouting. I just put myself through the motion of it. I was like, okay, I'm going to do this. I'm going to find this location. I start calling up hotels, start calling up restaurants, asking them if I could film there. This last week we shot at this beautiful speakeasy dive bar called the Mudroom, one of the final scenes of the film. I just called people up. After I get the location, then I lock in the crew, my core videographer, David, anyone else I might need if it's a bigger set piece or if I'm acting and we need a second sound guy. I get the crew last. I just start hitting people up and see who can make it. And then as the director, with all of these lenses, with all of these efforts going on, I show up to that location. I show up to that set piece and I see what I can get done. It's really crazy. I walk in and I have no choice but to feel like the director. I have no choice. Just like as I'm making this YouTube video here, I have no choice but to feel like a YouTuber because I have to talk to this camera until the endeavor is done. What I want to say to you in this is that you might be just 2 months away. Maybe you've already been working some kind of strategy like I have these last few months. Well, you might just be 2 months away from the success of that result, from the success of that endeavor. So don't give up the fight. With this one arc out of the way, I will be starting up the next cohort of my YouTube coaching program in about 2 weeks' time. I've had numerous clients who've broken past 100,000 subscribers by learning the rules of YouTube, the rules of engagement, how to give an embodied performance on camera, and how to bring your best while also creating a business backend that works. The reason I'm able to pursue so many different projects is because my YouTube channel is a tie to a business backend with the courses I sell, the coaching I do, the sponsorships I take on, and more. So if you can give an embodied performance on YouTube, that alone can take your personal brand and your career to the next level. If working with me in a one-on-one capacity is something that might interest you, you can click the link in the description box to find out more. And with that, we'll catch you in the next one. Greatness is coming.